Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of February to the 23rd of February, 1959. Bhikkhu Yamaka, T1. It was from Samyutta Nikaya. Yamaka listened to the teaching of the Buddha who mentioned his past lives. Yamaka took it as Sasatadati, permanent view, and then after the Arahant died as Akedaditthi, annihilation. Then, Yamaka took the unenlightened being died as Sasata and the Arahant as Akeda view. Sayadaw said it's important to know Nibbana by direct experience. In practice, it's important to start systematically from Sotapanna to Arahant, i.e., to destroy wrong views and later destroy Tanha. First, Sariputta dispelled Yamaka's wrong view of annihilationism, Akedaditthi. By Sariputta's questioning him, Yamaka entered the stream. After that, Sariputta helped him destroy Tanha, and taught him to contemplate the five khandhas as murderer, Vardhaka. All these were happening during the instructions, one can dispel Akedaditthi by means of the D. A. of the khandhas, khandha patikasamapada. Sayadaw mentioned the 12 links, avijja pakkhaya sankhara to vinana too, etc. Only causes and effects process, sankhara dharma arises and sankhara dharma ceases. No being in it but only sankhara dharma. Sankhara is dukkha. Arahant dies is only sankhara dies or ceases or ends, and when dukkha ends and sukha exist. Sayadaw said that this intellectual knowledge closed the door of avicca hell, because the fixed wrong views die away. The three niyata miccha ditthi, fixed wrong views are non-action, akariya ditthi, non-cause, ahatuka ditthi, and non-result, natika ditthi. In the Samanaphala Sutta of Digha Nikaya, Sutta No. 2, DN 2, the fruits of the contemplative life, Purana Kasapa, or Purana Kasapa, Makali Gosala and Ajita Kesakambalan were teaching these views or doctrines to people. It seems that there are many universes in space. The Buddha said a hell being who has niyata michadati suffers in hell. When the time comes for its destruction has to be moved on or born again in the hell of another universe and continues to suffer. Sabbe sankhara anicca t equals all conditioned phenomena are impermanent, sabbe sankhara dukkha t equals all conditioned phenomena are dukkha, when conditioned, sankhata, ends and unconditioned, asankhata, arises, which is nibbana. Sankhata dukkha ends and asankhata sukha arises. If an arahant dies and becomes nothingness, then who will want it? If happiness is existing and people will want it. Akedaditthi is more fearful than the five heavy kamas, pankanantarika kama. There are two kinds of loss, the loss of knowing and unknowing. After knowing the dharma of dispelling wrong views and not practicing it is a loss. The loss of unknowing is never heard about these kind of teaching. The loss of knowing without practice is more than the other. The greatest loss, most Buddhists are in this group. Sayadaw pointed to the chart of dependent arising and said, it's only sankhara arises and sankhara ceases. There is no person and living being. If you know like this, Akedaditthi falls away. Only the process of sankhara arises and ceases. No arahant born and died. Only the assemblage of dukkha ceased. If dukkha ends, sukha must appear. It transcends from dukkha to sukha. If you know this much will not fall into hell. Dukkha ending that nibbana is called sukha. If sankhata dukkha ends, asankhata sukha must appear. T2. Anyone who never experienced khandha anicca and their ending couldn't destroy wrong views. All living beings were born in the human, Deva and Brahma realms are only temporary. But their permanent homes are planes of misery, apaya bhumis. In this talk, Sayadaw mentioned straightforwardly that whatever he said were not his own ideas, but based on what the Buddha had said in the suttas. If it's his own ideas, then it would become a dharma or not the dharma of the Buddha. And then would fall into hell. E.g., like the Bhikkhu Kapila of the Buddha Kassapa's dispensation, see the Dhammapada. All Buddhists should take this point seriously. Dha. IV. 37ff. 24. Tanhavago. 1. Kapalamakava 2. Why Yamaka had wrong views. Because he did not understand between conventional and ultimate realities, Samuti Sakka and Paramatta Sakka. You can't kill the kalesas randomly, whereas you must do it in systematically. To become a stream enterer, Sotapanna, first kill wrong views. For the realization of the higher path knowledges have to kill Tanha, craving. Sayadaw gave some examples to describe the mistaken idea of Yamaka's wrong views as after the Arahant dies become nothingness. The darkness of Dukkha disappears and the light of Sukha appears. Something has to be existed. Darkness disappears and light appears. Darkness must appear if light disappears. This is natural phenomena. Sayadaw gave another example, when you have a sore on your hand and suffer from unpleasant feeling. After cured the sore and the pleasant feeling comes in. In some of the suttas, the Buddha said that the khanda was a sore or ulcer, rogato, e.g., an 4. 124 quarters. Dhatiyananakaranasattam. If you have khanda you have sore. After it was cured and disappeared. Without it is sukha. If you appreciate without the sores and you will appreciate nibbana. I am not talking about these things blindly. There were Pali suttas by the Buddha and I refer to them only in simple Burmese language. If it's not then it becomes a dharma, not the teaching of the Buddha. Rogato. It doesn't mean the unpleasant feeling of the diseases only, it means it has the changing nature of the beginning and the end. Sayadaw gave an example of our human life as throwing a stone up in the air. We are now in this human life for a short period of time, like throwing a stone up in the air. After that moment we'll fall down again into the underworlds, the four unpleasantness of existences. Yamaka had wrong view because of the attachment to a person or a being. So he didn't appreciate Nibbana. This is depending on not understanding of between the conventional Dharma and ultimate Dharma. T3. Conventional truth is true only for Dana, Sila and Samatha practices, but not for wisdom and Nibbana. Reject conventional truth can create the heavy Kamma, such as no father and mother etc. It's true only for not telling lie. But by it alone can't realize Nibbana. By understanding ultimate truth can develop wisdom. Every being in the heart has the three seeds of existence, i.e., wrong view, greed and delusion. Wrong view is hell seed, greed, lobha, is pita seed, hungry ghost, and delusion is animal seed. Sayadaw talked about kamma and rebirth. He used a word kamma, samangi, which means craving is the storage of actions. Craving and wrong view are the causes, samadaya, of suffering and it kept all the kamic energy which beings were created in the round of existence, and then releasing them one by one. He gave an example of a stone which is thrown upwardly and goes upwards as long as the force is lasting. And then it stops and falls back downwardly. So, wrong view is like this. Beings were born in the wholesome realms until their good kammas are lasting. After that, most of them take rebirths in the plains of misery, apaya boom. Therefore destroying ditthi is very important. Closing square bracket. After Sariputta heard about Yamaka's wrong view, he went to see him and questioned him as follow. Is form permanent or impermanent? It's impermanent, then. Sir, impermanence is sukha or dukkha? It's dukkha, then. Sir, it is dukkha. Can you take the form as my form, craving, I am form, conceit, and the form is I, wrong view? No, then. Sir, if you can't take the form as I am and mine, and then it's self, atta, or not self, anatta. Not self, then. Sir, Sariputta continued to question him on the other four khandhas in the same way. At the same time, Yamaka observed his khandas and entering the stream. After entering the stream, Sariputta questioned him again. Now, do you take the 5 khandas as an arahant? Then, sir, before without a teacher I had wrong view. Now, because of you, I have right view. I will not take the khandas or other things as an arahant. And then Sariputta asked him again, now, if someone asks you what happened to an arahant after he passed away, then, sir, I will answer that only dukkha arises and dukkha ceases. Conventional truth is the truth not arriving at nibbana. Ultimate truth is the truth arriving at nibbana. Tana Samadaya is the storage of kammas. Therefore, the Buddha said that wanting to end dukkha had to abandon Samadaya. Because conventional truth develop wrong view, therefore use ultimate truth for questioning to dispel ditthi. T4. The Buddha taught conventional truth for the following reasons. 1. For shame and fear, hiri and otapa, to do bad deeds. These two wholesome dharmas are protecting the human world, lokapala dharma. 2. For the kamma and result or right view on kamma. 3. For the benefit of dana, for the donor. 4. For the 5 heavy kammas. 5. For the metta bhavana, practicing of loving kindness. 6. For the knowledge of past lives. 7. For the dana receiver, e.g., offering something to a noble person is better than an ordinary person. 8. For the sake of worldly conventions. Conventional truth and ultimate truth are important. Without understanding Samuti Sakka can be fallen into unpleasant destination. Not knowing Paramatta Sakka can't realize Nibbana. In this talk Sayadaw gave an instruction on Vipassana practice based on contemplation of the mind. We are alive with two kinds of mind, i.e., Bhavanga Chitta, life continuum, and Vithi Chitta, consciousness belonging to cognitive process. It may be being able to be translated as non-active and active minds. He used a very simple everyday language as host mind, Bhavanga Chitta, and guest mind, Vithi Chitta. Guest mind can only arise by the conditioning of sense objects and sense doors, Aramana and Vara. Host mind exists all the time without the active mind. Non-active mind is subconscious mind and can't contemplate, so not include in Vipassana. The contemplative mind also guest mind. The other guest minds are only 6 types, i.e., from the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind, mana, contact with the respective sense objects, such as sight, sound, smell, etc. Sayadaw said there are also 2 guest minds, i.e., samsaric guest mind, sankhara, and the guest mind of the Buddha, the 5 path factors equals Pankajika Magga. T5. For someone who wants to become a Sotapanna has to kill ditthi. Later he kills Tanna for the higher path knowledges. Let us contemplate the mind for killing ditthi. Sariputta taught Yamaka using the 5 khandas. Sayadaw dispensed the contemplation of mind to practical instruction with Sariputta's gatha of Kaya Mimam, Malindapana, Kamakarangapano, following the arising and passing away of the mind process until to their ending. At the ending of all impermanence will realize Nibbana. This is the gatha, verse, showing the way to Nibbana. Wrong views attach to all the 5 khandas but especially on the mind. There are 2 types of mind, guest and host minds. Mind arising by causes is guest mind. The mind always exists is host mind. Every living being alive with a mind, without a mind is dead. Host mind, Bhavanga, arises between the 2 guest minds. Without their arising is death. As an example, you want to eat something arise. It's arising and passing away. Before another mind arises, Bhavanga Chitta has to arise. Knowing him as Vithi Chitta and Bhavanga Chitta, between the 2 Vithi Chittas, Bhavanga Chitta has to arise. These are life continuum minds and they start arising from birth consciousness to until the death consciousness. Vithi cheetahs are creating new kamas for the future becoming. T6. The five khandas are sakaya, which means it really exists. If take the khandas as me or mine become wrong view and not really exists. Take the khandas as me or mine as a friend lead to painful rebirths. Take the khandas as enemies lead to nibbana. Sayadaw gave the examples of how the five khandas are murderers. Some die because of the four elements, other by feeling, vedana, etc. In contemplation, see the khandas as stranger, parato, or murderer, vadakato. Closing square bracket. The five khandas are sakaya. Really exist. Take the sakaya and viewing him as friends become sakaya ditthi and fall into painful rebirths. If you know sakaya as enemies will become a sotapanna. Therefore, with the sakaya can fall into unpleasant rebirths or realize nibbana. Sayadaw used each khanda to show that the five khandas are murderers, e.g., people die of overheat, teho rupa kill people. In practice for becoming a sotapanna and higher knowledges, the five khandas only show impermanence. But the ways of contemplation are not the same. For sotapanna contemplates as this is not mine, not I am and not myself. For higher knowledges contemplate as murderers. T7. There are only two dharmas, wrong view and right view. With wrong view go to unpleasant destinations, and right view realize nibbana. See the khandas as, this is not mine, not I am, not myself because it's impermanent nature, then wrong view is falling away. However, if you are practicing hard and not seeing it, then you are too rooted person, a person born with non-greed, non-hatred and delusion roots, only has two wholesome roots. Then next life will become three-rooted person. But however need to continue the practices and listening a lot of Dharma talks, hear the talks Sayadaw referred to as Sakka Dharma, then next life will have the results. If you discern impermanence, Tanha, Mana and Ditthi will fall away. The reality and knowing are becoming the same, i.e., seeing the reality of nature. You have the five path factors, right sati virya samadhi, right view thought. After seeing impermanence contemplate as this is not mine, not I am, not myself. This is the contemplation for sotapanna. For the higher levels, after discerning anicca contemplate as murderer. After their dukkha were ended, arahants wanted to put down their burdened khandas. This is the opposite of common people. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 1 July 1961. The Functional Knowledge of Change. In this talk, Sayadaw talked about the functional knowledge of change, Viparinama, one of the meanings of Dukkha. There are 16 meanings of the Four Noble Truths. Each truth has four meanings. Sayadaw gave 19 talks on these subjects in Mandalay City from 6th to the 25th of December 1957. Especially the meanings on Dukkha are very good for contemplation. In some of the suttas, the Buddha even mentioned that he only taught Dukkha and the ending of Dukkha. Only by penetrating Dukkha thoroughly we can let go of craving and attachment. One of the meanings of Dukkha is Sankhara Dukkha, Sankatato. We can see this one in everyday life, all the time, and quite an extensive one, cover up everything. By contemplation on this one point very often have the very strong dispassion and disinterest in worldly matters. In Savathi the Buddha gave a talk on hell and one monk asked him if there was anything more frightening than the Paralaha hell. Not knowing the truth or not cutting off one's own dependent arising process was more frightening than the hell because Ditthi was the seed of hell. Sayadaw said most Buddhists have the wrong idea that hells are already existed there for us. Actually our wrong views, defilements and actions create these things for us. Another important point he said was we can observe anicca from consciousness to kama bhava will no kamic result. If we can't discern anicca, the process will continue. Closing square bracket. After arriving to hell, the hell fire is so strong that it blinding the eyes. The crying of the hell beings is deafening the ears. The smell of the hell is so horrible that the nose can be fallen off. The food and drink of hell are burning the mouth, tongue, small and large intestines. And the hot iron liquid are fallen out from the bottom. The clothing of the hell is burning the bodies. Even thinking about them is burning you. Nothing is good there. Maha Paralaha Niraya equals the great burning hell. There are still having chances to be freed from this hell. But not knowing the truth is more frightening than the hell. Because of not knowing, the ignorance, avidya, is establishing all these hells. It's not happening by itself. These are done by people not knowing the truth. The things in the hell and fallen into it are creating by one's own unwholesome kammas. It's easy to go there and easy to free from it. Whatever arises, you must know is the truth of dukkha. You have to be afraid of not knowing and how to cut off the patikasamapada process. Don't be afraid of the hells. By knowing the truth, the hells are closed off. Kammas open the doors of the hell and knowledge, nana, closing them off. Don't take the idea of that it's already there. One's own kamma is making preparation there. This point had evidence in the Sutta of Nandiya Upasaka's story of heavenly mansions. These were already there even before he died. DHA.IE.290FF and VVA.222F, the Vimana Vathu commentary, one's own dukkha is one's own patikasamapada process which creating it. Kamma can't do anything by itself. Making arrangement by defilements and constructing by actions. Don't be afraid of kamma but kalesas. As an example, it's like the arrow, kamma, and the shooter, tana. You have to be afraid of the shooter not the arrow. The Buddha did not mention about not thinking, if you want, just thinking about the Four Noble Truths for Nibbana. From thoughts on sensual pleasure, karma vitaka, ill will, vyapada vitaka, and harmfulness, vahimsa vitaka, come tana, mana and ditthi. Today I'll talk about the truth of dukkha on change, viparinama. Change is dukkha saka and without change is nirodha saka. Arising and passing away is viparinama. If you can discern viparinama, then it's the functional knowledge, kikha nana. Arising and passing away is the function of the mind, body process, kikha, and the knowing is nana. The changing nature is not causeless. It comes from aging and death, jara and marana, carrying along with it. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 14th to the 15th of July 1961. Annihilation and Yamaka, T1. These two talks were based on Yamaka again. But there were some differences in it, time and content. Here Sayadaw talked about Nibbana as the Arahant still alive and experienced Nibbana, i.e., Nirodho and Magga. After passing away, there is only Nirodho without Magga. But no dukkha only with sukha and peace exist. Interpret Nibbana as nothingness, it becomes annihilation. Even some later Buddhists interpreted it as permanent identity. Because they have forgotten what the Buddha had said, i.e., sabbe dharma anatta, all dharma is not self. All dharma means everything, including Nibbana. In this talk Sayadaw gave example and simile to express the nature of Nibbana, which is remarkable and interesting. It's also in a very practical sense. He said every living being is burning with two kinds of fire, fire of defilements and body fire. If we contemplate these two fires in our daily life, we'll understand dukkha very clear. For an arahant, he has no fire of defilements, but still has the fire of the body. In his whole process of practice, he realized the first to the last Nibbana step by step. Here again, some scholars and Buddhists misinterpret the suttas as some yogis had realizations without step by step. These are coming from not understanding the nature of the mind and the law of nature. He knows sukha and peacefulness of Nibbana with direct experience. With comparison, he understands the burden of the body very clear. It's like the two stories building burning with fire. The ground building of the fire is extinguished, but the upper story is still burning. In this situation, what will you do? Surely you will continue to extinguish the upper fire until all are gone and totally peaceful. In this example, the ground fire is defilements and the upper fire is the body. For an ordinary person, he may think that an Arahant is already without defilements and his mind is peaceful, why he should pass away and would rather continue to live forever. Sariputta once said that he was expecting for Parinibbana, passing away, after he became an Arahant because carrying the body around was too heavy and burdensome. Even he preferred to carry Mount Meru on his back than the body. Someone who is severely sick wants to get well. In the same way, anyone who really understands dukkha wants to free from it. A yogi practices and penetrates dukkha really wanting to transcend it. Closing square bracket. No sun and moon in Nibbana, therefore will not suffer wind and rain. Only peace exists and without other things. No connection with any kind of dukkha is Nibbana. No sun and moon, the natural dukkha, and mind dukkha are not there. Fuel, khandhas, and fire, kalesas, are gone out is Nibbana. It's without dukkha and samadhiya, five khandhas and kalesas. Only nirodha and magga exist, Nibbana and path knowledge. Dukkha ceases and sukha must appear. When you have a sore, dukkha arises, and after cured sukha exists. It's important to cure the sores of defilement and khandha. If they are cured, it will appear. Only by appreciation of knowledge, jnana, and nibbana, the view of annihilation does not arise. Before the practice to know about them is the duty of the yogi. Here, Sayadaw was quite different from other teachers. He emphasized very strongly to dispel wrong views with intellectual knowledge and understanding of Sanatha Dharma and Pratikasamapada before the practice. It has two main reasons behind this point. The first realization is abandoning ditthi. There were evidences in the Buddha's time and present-day yogis who were practicing with wrong views had difficulties and problems during their practices. After the Arahant dies, the impermanent khandha dukkha ceases and only sukha exists. Don't know one's own dukkha yet, so you don't know Nibbana. The khandha is always burning with fire. Only the yogi knows it. Therefore, he wants to free from the fuel and fire. The Arahant doesn't have kalesa fire, already gone out, but the fire of the body still exists. He had seen Nibbana only. It would be better if the khandha fire also gone out. Sayadaw gave the simile of two stories building is on fire. After becoming an Arahant, all kalesa fire are gone. Therefore, living with a very long life and helping living beings is better. This is the thinking of an ordinary person mind state, a worldling, not an Arahant mind. In India, after the Buddha passed away and sometimes later, some Buddhists developed new ideas and thinking into his teachings. Here are the differences between the Arahant and an ordinary folk, i.e., Pathajana equals worldling. This kind of thinking and talking are the mind of a worldling. Therefore, Arahants wanted to put down their burdened khandhas, because they had already seen the peacefulness of Nibbana and the burning khandhas. They had seen Nibbana already for four times in their step-by-step practice, also by entering into fruition states every day. It's the same as someone has an ulcer wants to be cured. It reminds me about Chow Khun Nor, a well-known practicing monk in Thailand. He lived in a dwelling place which was closed all the time and practiced there for 45 years. He only came out for the morning and evening pujas. He developed throat cancer later in his life. I had seen a book documented his illness with color photos which were frightening. It seems he could bear the physical pain, but it's also not good for them to suicide. Most Buddhists originally have permanent view, sasata ditthi, but they have annihilation view due to not understanding Nibbana. Ask to contemplate impermanence is let you know about the sores. If you don't discern impermanence yet can't talk about Nibbana. You discern anicca and knowing the unhealthiness. If you know the unhealthiness can know the healthiness by justification. Don't know the truth of dukkha thoroughly, penetratingly, never realize the cessation of it, Nirodha Sakka. At first, discern Dukkha if you want to realize Nibbana. If you don't appreciate Nibbana, surely you have the view of annihilation, Akeda Ditthi. Arahant is seeing two sides. He wanted to put down the burden because he had seen the real happiness. It's not foolishness. T2. Only discerning Dukkha you are on the right track. Don't discern if you can't appreciate Sukha, and also never realize Nibbana. Sayadaw recounted the story of Yamaka. Without a teacher to explain these things, people will think that there is nothing in Nibbana. No appreciation of Nibbana, people have Akeda Ditthi, view of annihilation. Yamaka contemplated Anicca and Anatta, but couldn't succeed because couldn't let go of his view. The body has fire element, therefore it becomes aging. He recited the Pali Gata by Sariputta after his arahantship. After the realization, he wanted to lay down his body. He had seen the burning of the kanda and the cessation of it, so that he wanted to be free. This is also an evidence of the existence of Nibbana. For the worldlings, even they are burning with fire, still looking for more fire to burn them. They are having family lives and praying for the becoming, having bhava-tanha. Buddhists who don't want Nibbana and have faith in Buddhism, but they have Akeda Ditthi. This point is important to some Buddhists for reflection. They can have both wrong views, i.e., they have bhava-tanha permanent view and frightening of annihilation. Yogis can know Nibbana by justification. By discerning Anicca, then he knows that there is a place without Anicca. Impermanence is truth of Dukkha, and then there is truth of Sukha without the Anicca. Wanting to reach Nibbana have to come out from the province of impermanence. First have to discern Anicca. This will know Dukkha. With knowing Dukkha, the knowledge of not wanting will arise. Then the Dukkha Sakha of impermanence will come to an end. This ending is Nibbana. Therefore, from Sotapanna to Arahant had seen the ending of impermanent Dukkha for 4 times. He had seen the freedom of Dukkha and couldn't take pleasure in living with the Khandhas. There are 2 ways for reaching Nibbana, by seeing directly and later reaching there. I.e., with practice and after death. Therefore, an Arahant after the realization prefer to die. Sariputta himself was like this. When Sariputta went to see the Buddha and asking permission to lay down his khandhas, and the Buddha kept quiet. There were some reasons about this. By giving permission means killing, whereas without permission means Sariputta still had kalesa. Therefore, the Buddha told him that he had to know it by himself. If you have discerned impermanence, you are on the middle way. The Buddha said that Nibbana, the unborn, ajata, and unmade, abhuta, was existed. In each of the Buddha's dispensation, 80 billion and 100,000 living beings were in Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 17th of October 1961. Concept, reality and Nibbana. There are the 4 realizations of Nibbana, the stream enterer, once returner, non-returner and the arahant, i.e., Sotapanna, Sakadagaman, Anagaman and arahant. Then, the 5th one is all the khandhas ceased and the peacefulness of Nibbana. I want you all to know, after the realization of the 1st Nibbana, no need to worry about the future. For the other Nibbana you already have the momentum of the knowledge, Nana. Even you are not listening to Dharma talks, this knowledge will push you forwards to the higher levels. Therefore, the realization of the 1st Nibbana is important. For the higher levels there are no other special ways. Start from the impermanence again. If you ask why we did not realize Nibbana before, the answers are because of not knowing and taking the near things as far away. For the realization of the 1st Nibbana must dispel 3 wrong views. After clearing up these views you are sure to realize it. Ditthi Nirodho Nibbanam, the cessation of wrong view, is Nibbana. This refers to the 1st Nibbana. Don't pray for any existence of life. It only makes the earth and soil increasing and also you will suffer. Don't take these words as insignificance. The one also prays this is sure for suffering. This point is very important for any Buddhist to contemplate clearly whatever their traditions. I am correcting you for your great mistakes. What you want to enjoy is Vedanakanda tilde the aggregate of feeling. According to the Four Noble Truths, it's the truth of suffering. What you all are doing for the enjoyment of human and heavenly pleasures are only superficial. But it's the same meaning as I will be suffering again and again in the human and celestial worlds and increasing the earth and soil. Truth, Sakka, is right and feeling, Vedana, is not right. I am explaining for your great mistakes. It's very rare to find a teacher for corrections on these things. You are only seeing the pleasure of feeling, not the truth of it. You are dancing with the strings of craving. Here Sayadaw used the simile of the string of puppet. Feeling arising means on the way to Dukkha, and passing away means in Dukkha. It's Dukkha Sakka. This kind of wishes and prayers are covering up Nibbana. Not knowing, i.e., ignorance or delusion, is more difficult than not having. This is a Burmese proverb showing the importance of knowledge, because all unwholesomeness start from ignorance, then craving tanha. Your desire and prayers for Kanda Dukkha are covering up Nibbana. You take it as this is, mine, this, I am, this is, myself, and all these can't penetrate the Kanda's nature. You are a slave to the Kanda that Nibbana is out of your sight. Most of Sayadaw's Dharma meanings were direct, simple and profound, and sometimes quite humorous. With prayers and wishes for the Kanda, wherever you will be with the attachment to existence, Bhava Ditthi, by which covers up Nibbana, that will never arrive to Nibbana. Sayadaw said that Sariputta asked questions to Yamaka and the ways he answered was helping him to let go of his wrong views by making him to understand concept and reality. And then taught him to observe the nature of the Kanda and became a Sotapanna. After became a Sotapanna, Sariputta asked him if someone asked you what happened to an Arahant after he died. The answer was important, because only someone who had eradicated wrong views and doubts could answer in this way. Dukkha ends and Sukha exists. The Buddha always emphasized that he taught only Dukkha and the ending of Dukkha. This point is very important for all Buddhists whatever their traditions. Whatever Dharma was not about Dukkha and the ending of Dukkha, it's not taught by him. Nothing happen after the Arahant dies is the same meaning as there is no Nibbana. The Buddha taught in many ways as Nibbana really exists. E.g., Inudana Pali. In reality Arahant is not exist, only a concept. The real existence is the five khandhas. Arahanta means a person who had killed the defilements. Padarjana, worldling, means a person who has very thick defilements. By taking off the concepts and contemplate the reality is going onwards to Nibbana, one of the Dharma qualities. Yamaka had the view of annihilation because he couldn't find a teacher. You can know the answer of a Sotapanna from the questions and answers between Sariputta and Yamaka. You people are praying for Nibbana without knowing it. There is a place without Dukkha. This must have to exist. That is Nibbana which exists with only Sukha. But Nibbana is out of sight because it is covered with Dukkha. HTML Editor's Note. There is the other translation of this tape, Part 6, Pa 6 to 27, Concept, Reality and Nibbana, Ver. 2. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 23rd of February 1959. Sorrow Deceiving as Compassion. The following six talks were connecting with refined dharmas. Each one lasted only 30 minutes. Sayadaw gave to his two closed disciples who were couple. The followings are not whole talk translation, but only the main points. Closing square bracket. Sorrow, Sokha, can come in and deceive as compassion, Karuna. Worry, concerning, sorrow and sadness are not true compassion. Compassion is connecting with equanimity, Apekka. Therefore, compassion, equanimity and wisdom are connected. It's subtle and not easy to distinguish. Most people take sorrow, Sokha, as compassion, Karuna. After the mind of compassion, altruistic joy, mudita, comes in and then falls into life continuum, bhavanga citta. Therefore, patikasamapada, dependent arising, is not going on, not connected. If sorrow comes in, it connects with the dependent arising. Here Sayadaw gave an important instruction. Whatever mind state arising makes an effort to know it. With this we are not deceived by the cunning mind. Whatever arising, contemplate impermanence. If you don't contemplate for the compassionate mind, it doesn't matter. But if you contemplate it, you will develop the knowledge. In contemplation of the mind, yogi must distinguish the different states of the mind. With this one will know the arising and passing away of the mind. Concepts are also useful in their own. Knowing how to distinguish them will know the arising. By knowing the arising one, you will know the passing away. Contemplate at this, it's a concept. By knowing the passing away is discerning the impermanence. Do you know the benefit of names? If you reject conventional truth, you don't know how to contemplate. Mahasi Vipassana is a good example. Therefore, in the Satipatthana Pali mentioned a word, Pajanati, which means to know it. Sayadaw gave some examples for the seriousness of sorrow. It's similar to a person hit by a thorny object and difficult to pull out. Such thing as can't forget a deceased loved one for 3 years and 3 raining seasons. This is a Burmese saying.